Ups and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Beckhamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. And this is another part of the Irish show we have for today. It's not too long. We have to do stuff after this, but
yeah, we're going into overtime here a little bit. It's spring break and there's nobody around. But we do have a special offer here for the ninth caller here at WMUC, 301-314-8800. If you are caller number 9, you will win one free ticket to see the Melania movie in Roanoke, Virginia, at the Roanoke AMC.
You know what would make that offer even better? If we can give someone like a life-size cutout of Kid Rock.
You mean to use as a scarecrow?
No, it could be used like that, but you know, when you go to the Melania movie, you can take your Kid Rock life-size cutout with you and, you know, enjoy the Melania movie how it is supposed to be.
Okay.
So
that's ninth caller wins one free ticket to see the Melania movie in Roanoke, Virginia.
Yes, and a life-size Kid Rock cutout.
Maybe.
Maybe. That part is just a maybe. It's a maybe. We need to see. We need to see like how our funds are for this little show.
Do you still have the list up so we can say what... We didn't talk much. We'd say what we played.
Yeah, we have the... let me see.
Well, the last one was the Irish Rovers, and that was the unicorn song.
Yeah, so it is here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I need to update with the last song, but it's pretty much there.
Okay, and before that was your pick was... What? State your... That was the Fontaines, D.C., with a song called Favorite. I never heard of that. That was Sebastian's pick. Before that, two versions of Dear Old Donegal. The Dennis Day version, the original version, and then a cover by Alan Sherman, the Brooklyn, New York version. And before that, Tom Lehrer, the Irish ballad. And before that, you go ahead. I never heard of these bands.
So it's Altar of Plagues with the song Meals. And the very first song of this show was No Irish Need Apply by The Weavers. And that was your pick.
That was my pick.
So yeah. And as you know, in our show, we played some clips of Irish people. Kind of. So, and the first one we played was about the stolen sheep. So I couldn't understand what the people were saying. And Jay, could you understand them?
No, I can't understand foreign accents. Sometimes I can't understand you.
Well, that's because English is not my first language.
Okay. I can understand most of the words you say.
But can you understand Australian people?
No, they're the worst of all.
Even worse than Scots?
Australian is worse than Scottish.
So let's play some Scot people talking. Scottish people.
Okay, he's typing and we're gonna we're getting something random here. Scott's language workshop. Scott accent. Wait a minute. Scott. Glaswegian accent.
So this one is from Glasgow.
Yeah, turn on subtitles. I also have no idea what they're saying.
So let's go with the Glasgow accent here.
Okay.
A teraz tam powiem wam coś w akcencie szkockim z Glasgow. Tell them something.
Hello, my name's Tam. I'm standing outside Paradise on a third round of a European Cup tie to qualify for the Champions League with my Polish friend, and I've known him for about half an hour and I feel as if I've known him all my life.
Okay, could you understand, like, in that brief time?
Yeah, some of those words. Well, it was easier because it had subtitles.
But
for Americans.
But there is this video about an Australian guy. It's like the... Like, literally, the name of the video is The Most Australian Guy Talking. And I would like to play it here, but I don't know if, you know, like, if it's, like, safe for now. Or should we try it?
Oh, go ahead. If he says a bad word, I'll hit the dump button.
Okay, so... So let me see. Is this guy?
Okay, let's hear him.
So okay,
we're
moment,
working on
just
it.
Just a moment. Yeah, just a moment.
Well, it's really quite funny. I was in bed sleeping at 2 o'clock this morning. My wife comes in and says, "Oh, the shop's been someone ran into the shop." And I said, "Oh, what?" So I jumped out of bed and all I had was my undies on. And I've walked out the front and I've seen the car smashed and I've seen the bloke walking back to the car. And so I've walked outside and I said, "Oh, what are you doing, mate? Like, you can't be leaving the scene." And he goes, "Don't be a hero, mate." And I said, "I'm not trying to be a hero, but the police are coming." And he just decided he'd scoot up the road. And I just said, "Nah, it's not going on like that, mate." So I jumped in my car and I started chasing him up the road. And then he went down a side street and then the police were coming. And I flashed them and sent them off in the direction of him. But, mate, all I had was me jocks on. And I was chasing him up the street and I'm just like, mate, like...
Because you told me that this is your mate's shop, yeah, and you didn't want him to get away.
Yeah, no. Well, me mate's mum's had this shop for like 40-odd years, and look at it. Whoa.
It's a mess, isn't it?
Beyond a mess. Oh, like, words can't explain how it is, mate. Like,
now, Daniel, you've managed to put some pants on in the meantime.
Yeah, mate.
That's good to hear. Do you feel like a hero?
Not really. It's just something you got to do for the community, mate. It's like you look after your mates and your mates will always look after you.
There you go. Good attitude. There you go, guys. Daniel, quite the Australian hero here this morning. As for the owners of the fish and chip shop, well, they are insured, but there is a big mess to clean up this morning.
Oh, wouldn't you like to live next door to Daniel?
Woohoo! Awesome day.
Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Jess, what Daniel needs to realise, Daniel, if you can hear me, you know all good superheroes wear their jocks on the outside, so true. It kind of fits the brief,
yeah.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah, oh, but no. I had nothing on bar me jocks.
Yeah, Lisa.
Well, you missed that bit of the uniform, but that's okay. You're a hero in our eyes. Wow. Well done, Daniel.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks a lot, guys.
Goes to show what you can achieve in your underwear.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jessica Millwood. Checking with you again shortly.
So, Jay, could you understand what they were saying?
Yeah, most of that. That wasn't too hard.
So, yeah, it's not as bad, but...
It's worse if a foreigner is talking real fast, then it's more difficult.
So, what would you say if it's a foreigner or a ESL person who learned to speak Australian accent?
I guess. Well, I once met a Chinese girl who lived in Australia, and she had an Australian accent, but it didn't. It sounded like an Australian accent. But she was originally from Singapore, and Chinese was her first language. And then she moved to Australia. And it does that answer your question?
But could you understand her?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it depends on the person. Maybe some people have a thicker accent. But, yeah. So yeah, look. Do you want to play one more song, or...?
Let me see what I got in the CD player now. Nothing. Wait a minute. Don't hear any. CD one. Oh. Okay, well,
A big apology, I've bid him them goodbye, saying when next you want a beating, right, no Irish need apply. Some do think it a misfortune to be christened Connor Guy, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irish guy.
Before we go, I have to play my favorite U2 song. I'll line it up.
Marshmallows and me Lucky Charms.
Mm. But look, it's disappearing.
No one's ever figured out how to keep rainbows from fading away.
Can't you save it, Lucky?
Yeah, you can do it.
Well, there might be a way to save the rainbow. And magically make a new marshmallow for me Lucky Charms.
A new marshmallow? Excellent.
Aye, a new shape for me Lucky Charms. The marshmallow is part of this complete breakfast.
Lucky, hurry.
Don't worry. I'll use me magic so the rainbow stays. So you can have rainbows every day.
He's making little rainbows.
Aye, marshmallow rainbows of pink, yellow, and blue.
Lucky saved the rainbow just for you. And you can catch it in your next box of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Oh, there's nothing like an early morning shower. It leaves everything so clean and fresh. Just like a shower with my Irish Spring, with springtime freshness in every bar. In these green and white stripes are two deodorants to leave you feeling clean and fresh a long, long time. Irish Spring. Now that's my kind of soap.
And we like it too.
Irish Spring leaves you feeling clean and fresh a long, long time.
Most of the world knows him as the Irish saint who banished the snakes. But he wasn't Irish, and there were no snakes in Ireland. The true story of St. Patrick is of a fugitive slave running for his life. A visionary mystic. A radical priest fighting for his mission. An outcast, beloved by a nation. In his wake, two worlds collide, and one is transformed forever.
We'll be right back.
So that was U2 with In God's Country. So yeah, I think this is the end. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we just took a bit more time after the end of our show, but yeah, we had fun. I hope you had fun as well. So
we're going to keep the transmitter going with the autopilot.
Yes, yeah, so
providing you more good music from college radio. That's good radio.
Yes. So see you next week.
Yes, hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. My name is Vic Chestnut, and you're listening to WMUC. Dig it.
this world.
It's all cool. I still
Still like hotels, but I think that'll change. Still like hotels in my newfound fame. Hey, promise I can stay good. I'm little, but I'm coming for the crown. I'm little, but I'm coming for you. All work and no play never made me lose it. All business all day keeps me up a level. All work and no play keeps me on the new shit. Yeah.
So taken pictures of you with flowers on the wall. Think I like you best when you're dressed in black from head to toe. Think I like you best when you're just with me.
had to prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I've grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared 'cause I haven't been home in a long time. You needed my love and I know that I left at the wrong time. My folks, when I wrote, told them what I was up to, said that's not me. I went through all kinds of changes, took a look at myself and said that's not me. For the city, I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I'm glad I went, now I'm that much for sure that we're ready. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city.
There's a world you're living in. No one else has your part. All God's children in the wind. Take it in and blow real hard. Look around it. Have you found it? Walking down the see what it brings. Could be good things in the air for me and you. We are leaving, we are gone. Come with us to all alone. Never worry, never moan. We will leave you all alone.
Georgia from 1986, and you're listening to WMUC in College Park.
Lo, lo.